Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with Call to Worship. His thoughts should be our thoughts. We should be so close to God that we think and live as Christ would.
Oh,
Heavenly Father, as our Creator, you know full well how the things of this earth fill our minds with distractions. We're constantly bombarded with thoughts of this world that influence our choices. Your Holy Spirit gives us the self-control to guard our thoughts and minds. We ask, Lord, that you give our hearts and minds thoughts about you now as we invest this time with you in your word, spoken, and in song. Help us to grow in faith and in the knowledge of you, that as we are closer to you and fellowship with you and your people, we would know you so well that we clearly see what your will is, that we have the mind of Christ, that all our thoughts, choices, and actions will be pleasing unto you. This we ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Think about his love, think about his goodness, think about his grace that's brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love.
Think about his love. That's what we come together to do. To consider the wide expanse and the deep dimensions of God's love for us. Let that thought dwell in your heart tonight. Because God is for us. He is. And his word confirms it. Refreshing breezes of God's love are drifting over us today. And where they do, His love clears away confusion and awakens worship. And the result of experiencing God's love for us should compel us to love Him more, so that we can begin to love each other more. God's immeasurable love is for us, you and me. So let's take some time right now to think about it. Think about His love, His goodness, and His great mercy, and let it change us.
Great is the measure.
Great is the measure.
Great is the measure.
Great is the measure.
Great is the measure of our Father's love.
So great, so great, so great is the measure of our
Jesus, the very thought of Thee, with sweetness fills my breast, the sweeter far Thy face to see, and in Thy
You are listening to Call to Worship.
Ears that will hear you and eyes to
You are listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. And to learn more about this ministry online, go to calltoworship.us. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous programs and see a playlist of songs included in today's program. You will also find devotional readings, our statement of faith, and much more. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501.
Criticizing someone else, there are some things I'd rather leave behind. And another thing, and I don't have time to be bothered with he said, that she said, that they said, because it's all I can do to keep my own self in line. Oh Lord, work while it's day, 'cause I know the night is surely coming. I'm going all the way.
I'm determined.
I'm determined. Yes,
I've got a made up mind.
Got a made up mind.
I can't stand around
here
see dark clouds coming my way. I know they're gonna try to rain on me. They're almost here, but I must say I'm just as happy as can be. Just because I've got Jesus on my mind. Just because I got Jesus on my mind. The situation might look so awful grim, but that's when I just stop and get my mind on Him. Before you know it, everything's just fine. Just because I've got Jesus on my mind. I see a giant right in my path. I know he's gonna try to do me in. He's mighty big, but I must say I'm not the least bit afraid of Him. Oh, just because I've got Jesus on my mind. Just because I got Jesus on my mind. The situation might look so awful grim, that's when I just stop and get my mind on Him. Before you know it, everything's just fine. Just because I got Jesus on my mind. Oh, don't you know I got Jesus on my mind.
Thank you for joining us for today's Call to Worship, as we look at the mind of Christ and His thoughts.
Thank you. rugged timbers were raised to the sky. There hung a man suspended in space, and though he was blameless, they left him to die. When I think of the cross, it moves me now. The nails in his hands, his bleeding brow. To think of the cross moves me now. It should have been me. It should have been me. Instead, I am free. I am free. I am free. He put an end to my guilt and despair. Turn bitter hating to sweet peace and love. Even the men that put him up there were offered forgiveness and life from above. When I think of the cross, it moves me now. The nails in his hands, to think of the cross moves me now. It should have been me. It should have been me. Instead, I am free. I am free. I am free. Yes, I am free. Free indeed. Thank God I'm free. I am free. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will
His thoughts should be our thoughts. We should have the mind of Christ and spend so much time with Him that we think the way He does. We would love as He loves us. We would make wise choices. His Spirit would give us wisdom. It is an undeniable factor that our thoughts are directly connected with our actions. We find this fact referred to in many places in Scripture. So, folks, let's first look at Matthew 12, words of Jesus. A tree is identified by its fruit. If a tree is good, its fruit will be good. If a tree is bad, its fruit will be bad. You brood of snakes, how could evil men like you speak what is good and right? For whatever is in your heart determines what you say. We see it also in Luke chapter 6. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. from Philippians chapter 2, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." From Philippians, the 4th chapter. "Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need, and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise." From Psalm 92. "For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hands I sing for joy. How great are your works, O Lord! Your thoughts are very deep." Colossians 1. "And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God." Romans 11. "Oh, how great are God's riches and wisdom and knowledge! How impossible it is for us to understand His decisions and His ways! For who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to give Him advice? And who has given Him so much that He needs to pay it back? For everything comes from Him and exists by His power and is intended for His glory. All glory to Him forever. Amen." Isaiah 55. "Seek the Lord while you can find Him. Call on Him now while He is near. Let the wicked change their ways and banish the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord, that He may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God, for He will forgive generously. My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." And finally, from Ephesians chapter 3. "When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the Creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from His glorious, unlimited resources, He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. Then Christ will make His home in your hearts as you trust in Him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep His love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who's able, through His mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to Him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen."
What I want to do.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song, as we're reminded of how important it is that we have the mind of Christ and see our lives and circumstances from God's perspective. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write. We'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. We invite you to visit our website, that's calltoworship.us, where you'll find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise His holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things He does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things.
worship the Lord.